The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs Gold winner. Well, radio and podcast listeners, we are deep into May.
What you talking about, mister?
If you call the 8th of May deep this beautiful Saturday in Colorado, I am your host, Jay Garvin's, and I've got an action-packed show for you. I kind of wish that the show landed on May 4th so we could have had the 4th be with you theme on the show. I like Star Wars. I like Yoda.
For my ally. Is the force.
Bill McAfee, my partner, always does that. I am still after 10 years.
Your home mortgage Jedi.
Slashing, slicing through all the confusion of any topic at all. We cover home and mortgage talk on this show. And today is going to be no different. I've got a great partner with me with a great announcement. First time in 10 years. I've had partners on the show. I have longtime partners like Bill McAfee with Empire Title, Justin Hermes with RE/MAX Properties now, Kelsey Cameron from Colorado Springs Body Sculpting. And now, after numerous years, 2 or 3 years of friendship, I have, of course, the cooling segment.
Cool.
Now that it's summer, the cooling and heating segment with Jason Holmes with Rocky Mountain Climate.
Cool.
So excited. Family-owned business. He and his siblings run it. His parents started it just over 10 years ago, and I'm going to have him on, and we've got a great conversation today, one that's going to mean a lot to you. It's very, very valuable. You can get a hold of me, of course, at 719-330-1457. I am your host with the most, but I am also the podcast pioneer for talk radio in home and mortgage. Take a sip of my water there. But also, I've been in mortgage for 21 years, and I am a licensed mortgage lender. It's incredible to say that I'm now 5 years with Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage, and Churchill Mortgage is a full-servicing lender now carrying over 70% of our conventional portfolio we service. You stay with us, hopefully for life, unless you sell the loan, or we do. You sell the house, we sell the loan. But I'd love to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. I truly have at my deepest core the heart of a teacher. I am so humbled to be partnered with Ramsey Solutions and Dave Ramsey. Of course, I owe 100% of that gratitude to Mike Hartwick, my boss, the owner of our company, my mentor and friend, and like my wife says, the most generous person she has ever met on the face of this earth. Well, thank God Jesus is not on the face of this earth. He's inside us with his Holy Spirit, but he's definitely the most generous deity in the world. But Mike Hartwick is an incredible man, as is Matt Clark and Lawson Hardwick and the entire team. I could go on forever with Tom and Whitney and Dan and Liliana. The list goes on. We have an amazing team, and I invite you to be a part of it. Now, here locally, there's a half a dozen of us helping 200 to 300 families a year. More challenging now navigating the real estate market, but nevertheless, we are blessed. I'm blessed today to have partners like Jason Holmes and his sister Frankie and their brother. But today, with the drum roll, please, Matt, the title of today's podcast radio show conversation between you and I is finding a valued partner. Now, this is a short but loaded phrase. See, I want to be a valued partner for you. That's obvious. I spend the time teaching on the radio. My end goal is to add value to you above and beyond, but including a refinance or a purchase loan. That's how I pay the bills. That's how, what? The cash register. That's how I get the cha-ching. Matt helps me get the cha-ching. But I love what I do. I love this studio. I love this station. And I love my partners. And most of all, you know, just like the professional athletes or the NFL players, in my case, say it, you know, we owe a gratitude to the fans, the 12th man, as Seattle would say, Green Bay Packer, we would call, as we refer to the cheeseheads. You know, do the Lambo leap. I want to do the Lambo leap for you guys, and I hope you want to do it for me. And these are deep but common sense conversations. And I had the muse for this show. The premise was laid when I thought once again of the reality that surrounds us. And I've especially seen this in the real estate market with how competitive it is. The reality is any professional that you deal with, and I'll define the professional, 50% of them are incentivized to help you make poor financial decisions. Now, their product can incentivize that, but mostly their personal goals. For a commission check, I've seen people sell a piece of real estate that should never be sold. But I've also caught people halfway through the loan process, even in the instance of my current and previous borrowers, and they are being walked through a loan that doesn't serve them any benefit at all. It's just checking a mark so the individual on the other end can make a paycheck or a commission check. And if you're naive enough to think that this is just limited to the service industries like real estate, financial planning, mortgage, you're just naive. Insurance, all of that. I've seen people that have got a bridge or a root canal where they didn't need one. I've seen individuals get surgery from doctors on areas of their body that should have never been touched, but it was another procedure and another paycheck. I have seen accountants create S corporations and do 1120S tax returns because it provided them with more money and it didn't make any sense for this little tiny company of five people to be an S corp. I mean, by gosh, you have individuals like Subway in its original construct was an LLC just filing as an S corp, and it's one of the largest franchises in the world. The examples go on and on and on. I mean, look at teaching. Look at the universities. They pull people in for more money and they give them worthless degrees. That's the 50% that are providing a product or service to just better their tenure at college, their tenure in the government, or their commission check in the private sector. And this is a very, very important conversation because it's one of the few. There's very few downsides to capitalism, but one of them is that marketing and that aggressive pursuit of the consumer. You have some individuals that create a great product. When Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, that was a great service and it sold itself. And examples go on endlessly. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about three things to look for when building a relationship, encouraging you to follow a system of developing a partnership. And like Ronald Reagan said, always trust, but verify. And that's no different in this situation of finding a valued partner. So don't go anywhere. Call me at 330-1457 to start your next purchased or refinance transaction. Remember, you can get certified with Churchill with a purchase approval. So call me at 330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, and I'll be right back for the next segment and a talk with Jason Holmes from Rocky Mountain Climate.
Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend.
Really good to see you once again. Hello, old friend.
Hello, old friend.
Really good to see you once again.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud, women walk.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, radio podcast listeners, that intro is appropriate because we are definitely staying alive in the studio today where I'm talking about finding valued partners, letting you know the reality, which I think most of us are aware of, that more than half of all the professionals out there are deeply incentivized to help you make poor financial decisions. If you're just tuning in, I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. You can call me at 719-330-1457. I am the host and a licensed loan originator, and I want to earn your business for your next purchase and refinance transaction. And part of that today is talking about finding a valued partner. No more important than my partner with Rocky Mountain Climate, and that's Jason Holmes, who's one of the owners and second generation. Jason, thanks for taking time to come in.
Thanks, Jay.
So, you guys are busier than ever. You just told me, will you please help me find an install tech? You guys are just coming into spring and summer, and you're growing gangbusters, huh?
Yeah, it's going crazy right now. It's real hard to find people to come to work for us.
Yeah, and anybody. And Frankie's just crazy on the phones, and
yep.
Bob and the whole team, they're just busy as ever.
Correct, yep.
Yep, that's how it is with us. And if you've not heard of Jason or Rocky Mount Climate before, you and I was trying to think, met through Justin Hermes. I always remember the line, we've got a 2 or 3 year relationship ever since you were talking about your property down in Pueblo West. Now you're spending so much time up here, you don't have enough time to play on the property.
28 hours in a day, I only got 24.
I know, that's how it is. But you have a great team. Your parents are amazing, celebrating your 10th anniversary. And I am so incredibly glad that you're in here for this conversation today about finding a valued partner, because that's so important from so many different facets with HVAC, isn't it?
It is. It's extremely important.
Yeah, because you're a service. All during COVID, you had to go into people's house. Bob did it for me as your guys came in and put an amazing attic-mounted system in my house, which is very difficult.
Yes.
And you guys did exemplary on that. And I stopped counting. We just put my house on the market on Lafayette. And Steve, your service guy, had been out there at least 4 times. I do that annual servicing. And you guys, if you're listening, you've got to call Rocky Mountain Climate, because no Joe, Jane, or Bob just walks in here. You know that. I've got 3 separate HVAC, which is your air conditioners and your furnaces in my house. And Bob, I don't see you a lot because you're like me, the boss, but I'd give Bob or Steve the keys to my house. I mean, they're like family. I gave them coffee, gave the guy some restaurant. Oh, I owe somebody a restaurant card.
Steve, he says.
Steve, he's going to kill me.
He says he's going to choke you out.
He's going to choke me out, and he picks Red Lobster. That's funny. He goes, yeah, me and my girl like to go to Red Lobster, but I digress. In building partners, it's so important in your industry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And kind of talk me through what you're thinking about, because there's some real bad apples out there, especially in HVAC.
There is, and you don't want to get stirred up in that.
No,
I
we
myself
won't.
Have got stirred up that with that with contractors in the past, and that's something you don't want to do.
No, you don't. I do want to do this, though. Let's do our traditional energy drink snap in front of the microphone. Count of three, folks. 1, 2, 3. That is a double excess energy drink for this segment.
I got spray on the spit.
That's good. But, and I'm not going to say names, and I told you I'm not going to get into this, but my wife was born and raised with someone deep in the family in Pueblo that came up here, and the reputation of that company was just terrible. And, you know, they'd take HVAC units out of a house that were perfectly good and put in a new one just for money. And that is so foreign to you guys, because Bob will talk me out of upgrades. You know, just to do the right thing. Hey, Jay, you had a budget. Let's stay in your budget. But for you, what are some things that come in mind for you when you're thinking about a valued partner?
Well, what you want to do is, I came up with the top 5 steps to a successful HVAC contract hire.
Hey, come on, man. I like the top 5. I feel like we're on David Letterman or Jay Leno.
Yeah, so we'll go through them and we'll go up a little bit on them and kind of
pick
talk
them
about them and keep everybody away from hiring the wrong person.
Good. Let's hear it.
So I've got 5, ask for a copy of your business insurance and license. That's very important to be
very
licensed
important.
And insured.
Ronald Reagan, trust but verify.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to make sure they have that. If they don't, most likely you're dealing with the wrong person.
Yep, that's so smart.
4, get at least 3 bids, no more than 5. If you get 3, you can compare and contrast through contractors and make sure you're on the right path to not getting ripped off or overcharged
or
anything like that. Yep.
This is so huge, because I never preset these monologues, you guys, and you know that I have been talking about 3 bids. It's the 1 thing in life. Just get 3 opinions or 3 different perspectives, and it helps you make a well-sound decision. That's great.
So 3, and you can agree with this one.
Uh-huh.
Most trusted HVAC companies are going to be locally endorsed.
Yep.
Or going to have a distributorship with a nationwide company.
Wow, and you guys have both.
Because you have
Trane Corporation.
Yep, we're a Trane distributor, and then we got you to endorse us because you know we're the best.
Yep, and you are. I there's hundreds. And partner, I have more than 25 HVAC gals and guys that are clients of mine, and I love them all, but I'll partner with you guys. So that's amazing. And you've got Trane, which we'll end with, because what an amazing company. I was born in Wisconsin, but went to school in La Crosse, where that was founded. What's your number two?
Number two, reviews.
Reviews.
Gotta have reviews. No bad ones, all good ones. Mix some bad ones in there because it shows you're not a computer or someone's just writing stuff and you're paying. You need reviews. You don't stay away from the bad ones.
Yep, and you can tell if they're sincere. And what's the big one for you? The
number one, mutual mystification.
You know, I like this. I feel like I'm in like a self-improvement class. What in God's name? I am far too simple, far too blue-collar with my Bee Gees shirt on to understand the mystification. What's that?
Mutual mystification is it's in the event you hire, in this case, an HVAC contractor, and you're not completely satisfied at the end of the hire, you didn't do your due diligence. The only person you can blame is yourself.
Exactly. You got integrity gap, something like that, right?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
so,
good.
So do your due diligence, seek out the company right, and you'll be successful at hiring someone.
Now, that's more than you've said in a month within 6 minutes. You talked more. You're a blue collar like I am. I'm a talker. You're a doer. So listen, make sure individuals are licensed, you guys. Make sure you're getting multiple bids. Locally endorsed is so important, and companies that are locally run and family run, because the money stays in the community. Strong reviews, which you have, and that mutual mystification. Let's tell the radio listeners, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us by getting a hold of Frank or Ashley at the office at 629-8686.
Okay, 629-8686. You promised to come in next month too, right?
Yes.
Okay, say goodbye. We're all cool.
Cool.
In the studio here. I'll be back after these important messages, continuing the conversation about finding a valued partner. And please don't forget to call me during the break at 330-1457 to get certified for your next home purchase with Churchill Mortgage, or visit churchillcolorado.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
And I don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good. How they do it for free. They give the cat scratch fever.
I might walk a little funny, but my walk is me. I might stutter when I talk, but I say what I see. I don't agree with every other little thing that's proven.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
I don't know.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin's. You and I together. Nobody else, just you and I, mano a mano, in my radio show, you're in my conversation about finding a valued partner. I appreciate Jason Holmes taking the time to come on. He really is a down-to-earth, blue-collar guy. He's as big as like a giant, tattooed, covered, and just full of love. I love his whole family. I really mean that. It's one of the biggest things I'm talking about in finding a valued partner. And I got the idea for this show because so many people hire individuals that are trying to help them or help you make bad financial decisions for their gain. But also it's because a lot of you, the radio listeners, you just go so fast through your decisions, you wonder why they end up so poorly. And I come across as a really spontaneous, off-the-cuff, fast-talking, high-energy guy. But in the long run, I am exceptionally conservative in my finances, in my decision-making, in all of that. I mean, this is funny, but this stuff that I'm talking about can be applied to all parts of your life. Now, of course, I want you to apply it to mortgage. I mean, I really want you to call me right now at 719-330- 1-800-926-1457 and start your next purchase or refinance transaction with me. I always can do better at calling and reaching out to you. It's very difficult for me to imagine who you are because until you call or email or text, I just don't know who you are. More of you have reached out so far this year than almost the last 5 years, so I so appreciate that. But it doesn't matter, my friends, if you're looking for a dentist, if you're looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend, if you're looking for a contractor or an attorney or a real estate agent, it's for even choosing a college or choosing a TV provider or a marriage counselor. These concepts are the same. Now, I, of course, want you immediately to apply this to the real estate, the mortgage, the insurance, and the contracting and the inspection process within our industry because it makes your life easier and my life easier. One of the biggest things I want you to focus on, the big takeaways, is that longevity, both in your decision-making and in your relationship with your partners, is key to your personal and business success, period. It's key to your business and personal success. Even like my partners say all the time, hey, get 3 quotes, get multiple opinions. That's part of that comparative analysis. What I call the decision matrix is key. Because if you slow down during the decision-making process, it'll speed the entire event and relationship and growth faster than you would have ever imagined. Some of the best individuals to ever teach me about this is like Mike Hartwick. Mike Hartwick says you always want to keep your reverse gear in good working order. So you can sincerely move forward in a relationship, but if you see a red flag because it's really just talk at the beginning, character starts to reveal itself after multiple interactions. Like with Jason, I've been working with Jason on and off for 3 or 4 years, and it's just literally a couple months ago that we chose to start a partnership, and I have 5 other really good HVAC, HVAC, furnace, and air conditioning guys that I won't form a relationship with. Another partner on the radio, Justin Hermes. He's just not on the radio. He has Real Estate Realities, but he and I have known each other for going on 10 years, and I knew his dad for 20 years, 15 years before that. But now we're in a seamless relationship, and Mike Hartwick and Dave Ramsey, and along with John Maxwell, if you know him, he's a self-improvement guy, or Dale Carnegie, another self-improvement guy. These individuals say, again, Warren Buffett as well says this, and he's a financial guru, market specialist, investor, says there's very few key decisions you make in your life, or in this case, a phase like buying a house. The rest is just managing that decision. The best example is having a child. You make a decision to have a child, and then you need to manage and raise and mentor or bring up that child and manage that decision the rest of your life. No different with a marriage. No different with your company. You make a decision to work there, and then you manage that decision, hopefully for the better. No difference with the mortgage guy. I mean, I want to share with you before we go into the entire concept of comparative analysis or decision matrix and how you lay them out. I'm going to get really micro for a while and then back up to macro, that you have to make a decision with a partner for the long run. I can't tell you how many times someone's called me and says, hey, saw your good reviews online. I'm looking for closing costs and rate. And I'm like, yes, I can help you with that. Back up just a second. How did you hear about me? Do you know Jay Garvin's? Have you ever listened to my radio shows? Do you know Dave Ramsey? No. Well, that's okay. We're not that famous. Are you a debt-free-minded homebuyer? What? I'm calling for a rate and a quote. Okay. Have you ever bought an investment property? Do you want to know some life skills after just this mortgage? No, actually, I don't. Okay. Fair enough. Any military relation? Are you local? Nope. Calling from out of state. I'm like, hey, where do you bank? What other people have you talked to? I've talked to A, B, and C. Hey, you might be better served with those individuals because this is our product offering. We want people that know Churchill Mortgage's culture of debt-free homeownership. We want to help those people first. We want to help everybody, but those people first. I want to help those people. I promise you, the radio listener, if you call me, I'll receive your call. I'm not going to spend an hour and a half on the phone with a Google search. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to tell them to listen to my show. Same thing, if you don't have any interest in investment property, if you don't have that culture and that functional life fit, it's okay. That's why you get three opinions. But if you have any of those items I just listed, I'm going to lean forward and say, I really want to earn your business because I can add value to your life. I mean, come on, Matt, with this radio show and with Churchill Mortgage, I've helped over 1,100 families buy investment properties. That's changed your life. Many of those individuals are middle-class millionaires now, or military folks. I'm military. Taught you how to use your VA eligibility to become military millionaires. Rate is important, but it's the fourth most important thing. It's not what the media and the talking heads put it into importance to be. It's just not that. And I'm not going to get into that. That's a separate show. But I will tell you this, is that you have to find a place where when you go through making a decision, you follow a specific process. And the specific process is laid out exactly like this. And I'm going to lay it out for you. First of all, you want to find out, and I call this a decision matrix, finding out what's important to you. When you want to do a mortgage, this is same as if you want to build an addition, if you want to go on a trip, if you want to help your son pick a college or your daughter pick a boyfriend, say, what's the most important to you? Well, Jay, there's closing costs if we're talking mortgage. There's interest rate if we're talking mortgage. There's responsiveness, customer service, availability. Put that in servicing, that's important. And how about long-term knowledge, teaching, and consulting? So I'm just saying that those are different options of things you want to accomplish. You know, your monthly mortgage payment. In this case, you take mortgage company A, B, and C. Now you have to choose what's most important to you. Your long-term learning, the customer service, the responsiveness, the availability, your interest rate, or your closing costs. Now this goes down to something else, and that is making a decision, big decisions in life, and just maintaining them. I would be exhausted right now if every single year I had to go find a new accountant. But I find people that do that every time with mortgage. They use someone this time, then they go to Quicken the next time, then they go to cheapcreditunion.com, and then by the time they're 40, they haven't made a collective relationship and a partner, a valued partner in the industry that can help you make decisions. My accountant I've had for more than 20 years helps me make decisions. My physician, my personal physician over 17 years. My attorney for multiple years. My contractor, Marty. I've worked with Marty. I was just with him yesterday. I don't have to ask his price or the scope of a project. I just say, I need this tile floor fixed, and he's been around. So when you're looking at long-term counseling, consistency, availability, interest rate, you price and numerically put a value on those. Hey, say longevity is the most important, then availability, then interest rate, then closing costs, and you rate each company in the interview in what order that they offer those services. Hey, we're low rate, but we can't give you good customer service. Hey, we're high customer service, but we're never going to be the lowest closing cost. And then you map that out on a graph, and I can walk you through it if you're a Churchill Mortgage client. And I've eliminated myself from the choosing sometimes because I'm like, I'm not the best person to help you. This mortgage isn't the best product to help you. This purchase isn't going to be best for your family. Let's eliminate your debt first, and you get real answers, and you've stuck around for years because I've helped you through that process, and I want to continue to help you through that process of finding a valued partner. Whether it includes me or not. Doesn't matter if it's your dentist, your doctor, your CPA. I mean, imagine going through this list with your daughter finding a boyfriend. You could go off on a whole segment on that. But it's important to get multiple opinions, multiple product perspectives, and that helps you find that valued partner or partnership in a product. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to really sum this up in the next power segment, the final segment right here on the Jay Garvin Show. And call me now, today, to get certified approval for your next purchase loan with us, Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage, a valued partner. I'll be back after these important messages to return and finish up the radio show conversation on finding a valued partner. So check it out. We're done.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you off.
For sticking with me, I am in the last of the podcast and radio show for finding a valued partner. This show, the premise, the muse, was brought to me because I've seen some individuals outside of mortgage that were really taken advantage of. One with automobiles, one with a service in their house, and actually the other one with a school and a degree. So finding a valued partner, specifically, you and I are talking about it today for mortgage, but it applies to every aspect of your decision-making life. And the bottom line is this. These are the big takeaways that I want you to have from this podcast and radio segment. First of all, in finding a valued partner, longevity in your decisions and partnership is key, okay? Slowing down in order to move fast in the end is so important when you're making decisions, because if you make a good decision, then the management of it is very easy. Number three is that you have to seek opinions, but you have to make the decision and understand that no decision is a decision to do nothing. And really, you have to be careful. Partnerships are key, but they can hurt you as much as you get helped. A good friend of mine, Chuck Caliendo, 45 years ago, told me, you know, the only ship that's destined to sink every time is the partnership if you're not careful. So now I want you to call me at 719-330. I'll personally go through these points with you. I'll teach you how to do a decision matrix. It'll take 20 minutes to help you graph out decisions. I've been very blessed to make some very good decisions. Stick around, because next month I'm going to get into investment properties and how I made decisions can help you make decisions to just sail easily through investment property ownership. But the big thing is this. The longevity of your decisions and your partnerships is key. I see this all the time with marriages. I mean, marriage is what, a 50% survival rate? But talk to any couple that's been married for 30 or more years and they'll tell you it's a partnership. You're friends first. You're more forgiving. You're more patient. You're more accepting of the person, just who they are. You know, after 30 years, or my wife and I, 20 years in a partnership, you know you're not going to change them. My accountant, I know what I can expect out of my accountant, but I run 5 to 7 entities because I don't have to interview accountants every year. I don't have to think about a lender. I don't have to think about a real estate agent. I have a real estate agent for every specific purpose. And oh my gosh, I don't have one real estate for everything. I don't expect you to have one lender or banker or financer for everything. But you have to slow down to make these decisions. And the decision matrix is just simply laying out 3 products or 3 or more companies that you're interested in doing business with. Then you lay out your priorities. What's the most important thing, 1 through 4, of getting an air conditioner in your house, of getting a degree, in this case, in getting a mortgage? Is it interest rate? Is it closing costs? Is it customer service and location? Is it mentorship? Is it product-specific investment property? Find out what that is, and then you rate each one 1 through 4. You rate the importance of that. Hey, I think building a relationship is 2 times as important as interest rate. Then you can weigh your decisions, and then you have a point value to help you make a logical decision rather than an emotional decision that you thought he was the cutest loan guy, so I'm going to go with him.
Come on, man.
I mean, I know I'm cute, but people don't go with me just for that.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I mean, I'm wearing a Bee Gees shirt. What do you think? I mean, staying alive, baby. We need to run out with that segment. But I'm sincere when I say that. And I come across spontaneous, but when I make a decision, and the most recent one for me is I am researching with my wife to buy a new home in Tennessee. I've told you that. Since the election, if Cory Gardner lost, I am going to research and get a second home in Tennessee for tax and political purposes. People are doing it all over. I have more than 10 clients that are doing it to Florida right now, to Texas, to South Carolina, all of that. That's not the point. But I went into the transaction fast, and now I'm meeting, and I've interviewed the real estate agents, three of them. I've chose to go with Betsy and Joy. We're building that relationship. I'm seeing how they think, and I'm finding out new questions with the questions that I have. Now, that is so loaded. I don't even know what some of the questions are about buying a second home or an Airbnb home in Gatlinburg, but I'm finding out by what? Big takeaway here, asking questions and seeking people's opinions. But I know I have to make the decision, and I don't put that off on my real estate agents. I don't put that off on my mortgage lender. That's not fair, because then you blame us if we make your decision and it's wrong. I don't want to do that. And remember that a non-decision is a decision. And here's the point. Your partners are key. People ask me, how do I have 6 investment properties? It's because my contractors, I trust them all to fix things. I trust my real estate agents to find a next home for me. I made a decision in buying each house that I keep them all the same. They're all 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranchers with a 1-car garage in nice neighborhoods on postage stamp lots. I'm going to keep all my houses similar to one another. Now, it's easier to manage that decision. How about you? In your next mortgage, call me right now at 719-330-1457. I will tell you if even pursuing a refinance is a good idea, in my opinion. Because if it's not good for me and my wife, I'm certainly not going to talk you into it. And you better make sure that the next professional down the line is not coercing you in that direction as well. Now, a lot of people don't even know the questions to ask. Like if you're going into the purchase market and you don't know what a certified home buyer is, you don't even know to put that on your decision matrix. But people will just get a loan, they think they know what they're doing, and then they'll put offer in after offer, and they'll be denied, they'll get frustrated, and they quit one of the most fulfilling and lucrative objectives or dreams in your life of home ownership. See, Certified Homeowner is a program that only Churchill offers. Instead of getting just pre-qualified, where they pull your credit and hope that you'll get approved, or even handing in your pay stubs and your checking account statements and saying, can you run my information through a computer? That's important, but it's only the second step. Churchill Mortgage is the only mortgage company that I know of that commits to take your whole file and process it, put it to an underwriter, and give you a full conditional approval from a live, living underwriter. That's put all my buyers to the front of the line. I don't have any buyers who are looking for houses that don't get them, unless they've got a faulty real estate agent. And after 4 or 5 tries, I have a conversation with that agent and them and see if it's a good fit. So this applies to everything in life. But also, and this is really the last point, is it's so critical to slow down a little bit to make your decision so you can move faster through the progression and your goals once you know you're at the right company with the right partnership or the right product. People do this all the time in throwaway society. My wife and I don't go and buy a cheap folding chair in a decision on 30 seconds. I don't even make a decision on 30 seconds for fast food, because there's some fast food places I won't go to because then I wonder why I'm spending so much time and so much money trying to lose weight. It's because I've went to fried chicken heaven 9 times. Well, that's a fast, unintelligent decision. Now, I know you can't be perfect all the time, and I'm not. But I'll tell you, I make more good decisions than bad decisions. What would you say about yourself? I want to help you and I want to judge you. I just want you to find the right valued partner in any aspect of your life. Most importantly, in mortgage. And I want that individual to be me, and I'll be sincere about that. But you have to slow down. You actually have to write down your goals before you finish your basement, because if you have no goal or syllabus or outline, you're destined to hit it every time. You'll just run in circles. And I meet individuals like that every single day. And I want to help you stop doing that. And if you're already good at decision making, I would love to help you move to the next level, or possibly even you help me. I've done this with my CPA, Bruce, 20 plus years. My doctor, Mark Fraley, over 17 years. My attorney, Ben and Tom, for 1 and 3 years, respectively. I mean, my wife, Marlo, for 21 years. My contractor, Marty, I've known almost as long as my wife, just finished a floor. We used to flip houses. He's also a client. He's also a friend. I mean, are you hearing a rhythm here? But in order to have a good partnership and have a good friend, you have to be a good friend. And I've grown a lot. I've driven a lot of friends away, and it's taken me a lot of money and a lot of mentorship and time to kind of grow. It's what Matt Clark, one of my best friends and technically my boss, the COO of our company, says, people change, but not much. Ronald Reagan says, trust people, but verify. And that's what I want to help you do. So the biggest takeaways, again, before I part ways, longevity in your decision is so important. Slowing down in order to go fast in the end, seek people's opinion, and partnerships are key. So hopefully you've gained something from that. Call me at 330-1457 if you want a conversation or you want to start your mortgage loan. And like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Thanks for listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Until next week, adios, and call me at 330-1457. 330-1457. I would love to earn your business as a mortgage lender. Churchill Mortgage, employee-owned and local. American-made, baby. Tune in to my podcast and radio show. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.